Radio. Get more at chosengenerationradio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motatila Domani. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people.
Hallelujah!
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 Hallelujah! Thank you very much, Pastor Greg, and thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, my dear friends, I've got a great, great program for you coming up today. Larry Klayman is with us. Bottom of hour number three. We're going to talk about why is it that we can find all these documents, the Biden documents, the Hunter Biden documents, the Trump documents, but we can't find any evidence to help us understand who is it that wanted Jeffrey Epstein dead? And what secrets does that hold? Can't figure that one out. I don't know. Larry Klayman's on it. We'll talk about that. Also, Pastor Steve Say is with us today. Pastor out of Texas, spoke up at a New Braunfels City Council meeting about the perversion that's happening to our children. And suddenly he is a target, was not even at January 6th, as I understand it. But, you know, remember the Biden bus that came through Texas? you know, the Biden bus campaign where they tried to literally run people off the road with their bus and then claim that it was the people who they tried to run off the road who were responsible. And it was so pathetic that they couldn't even get the DA that Soros bought here in Texas to file the charges. So what did they do? They filed a civil lawsuit against all those people. Pastor Steve's one of those, and we'll talk with him about all that coming up. I'm going to talk to you about it. Remember Dudley Moore and the movie Arthur? I don't know. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. But I want to talk to you today a little bit about how all of those kinds of films, Pretty Woman, Dudley Moore, and Arthur, are all designed to break down. We go after elite hierarchy, but what we also go after is proper moral traditions and etiquette. I want you to think about that, because they've got to break those morals down to get us to do what they're making us do. Think about it, the injection. Think about shutdowns. Think about all that stuff. Also, Dr. David Wormser is with us today. We'll get, big news, sad news. Big earthquake in Turkey, 7.8. There are people who are buried alive. It's a horrific situation. And in the midst of all that, Erdogan is making wild and radical threats because, well, you know, Iran, China, and Russia are getting all the press. Erdogan wants his. Let's see. Adrian Kubecki is going to be with us also, the General Polish Council out of New York. And we'll be talking with him about Poland's role in, because understand, they understand that Putin's next move is to invade Poland. That's his next move. And the Polish are saying, no, we want to stop this in Ukraine. We don't want them invading our country. So there you go. We'll talk about that coming up bottom of the hour. But right now, joining me, as he does each and every Monday, the president and CEO of Americans for Limited Government, and my good friend, Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg. How are you?
I am well. And this coffee is doing its job this morning. So, each moment that passes, I suddenly feel like brain cells are coming alive. It's quite amazing. Yeah, it's miraculous.
He's alive.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy. All right. So, I know everybody's talking about, the balloons, right? I mean, that's kind of the big thing, is everybody's on the balloons. Somehow we bounced. Okay, so, but I want to share really quick a video that I put up having to do with the China situation and the influence of CCP. And this is from a very well-known and famous basketball player. And let me see if I can get this to come over here so that my viewing audience can see it as well. And
I hope you win a championship. But if you talk about anything, if you say anything against Chinese government, you're not going to be playing basketball in NBA ever again. And I was like, well, I thought that was freedom of speech. I thought that was Adam Silver and NBA was preaching for the whole time. When it comes to problems that happen in America, you know, they're the first organization that's saying this is wrong, this is what should happen, blah, 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 right? I was really good friends with Colin Kaepernick till I started criticizing China and Nike. Now he doesn't even answer either. But when it comes to China, I now the whole world knows that, you know, they are bowing down to money and business, and they have no morals, no values, or no principles. If your mother, if your sister, if your daughter was in those concentration camps getting tortured and gang raped every day, would you still, you know, pick money and business over your morals, values, and principles? They usually turn around and leave the room. They don't answer me. I wish I could take you guys in some of the countries out there, like China, like Iran, like Russia, like North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, and you guys will see what a real dictatorship means. How can a Chinese dictatorship can pretty much control 100% made American company and fired an American citizen from that company. He said, this is your last year in MBA. Have fun with it. I hope you.
So he was eliminated from the NBA. He's no longer playing. They told him, this is your last year. You've spoken out. You're done.
Yeah. No, that's NBA makes a lot of money from China. LeBron James is a billionaire because of his deals in China. They have shoe deals with Nike and the like that are all in China. And and the fact is they view China as their next big market. So, yes, they are going to protect China. You know, what's more insidious about it is that when this whole issue came up, when the NBA was doing a China tour and people started talking about what was going on, and the general manager for the Houston Rockets,
right,
came out and spoke up. He's gone. He got booted. And ESPN, which is a Disney property, was covering the China, you know, the NBA in China, and ESPN showed maps of China that included Taiwan as part of China. So they took the Chinese map of their territory, which wiped out the sovereignty of Taiwan, and showed that as the map of China. So this isn't just the NBA. This is their television partners and ESPN, which is a subsidiary of Disney.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, has major holdings in China. So, yeah, this is, stand up to China, lose your career. Come on,
And just so the folks are clear, that was if Enos Kanter, formerly known as Enos Kanter, he changed his name actually to Enos Freedom.
Right.
And he absolutely dared to speak against the NBA's golden child, whose name you mentioned, LeBron James. Mm-hmm. He called out LeBron James for his behavior and his support of the CCP while standing there in quote unquote solidarity, supposedly fighting for Black Lives Matter.
Right.
While at the same time standing with an absolutely evil entity.
Yeah, LeBron James wanted to fight against slavery from 170 years ago and wouldn't stand up against slavery that's happening today. Okay, that's the reality. That's the fraudulent nature of what they were doing. And one of the things that's kind of, you know, popping up now, and we're beginning to see a little bit, is a real questioning of whether or not America made a mistake in 1998 in giving China most favored nation status, also known as permanent normalized trade relations. Yeah. Senator Tom Cotton, Rick Scott, and a couple of other senators have a bill that is in the Senate, which would end permanent normalized trade relations with China. I've been working with them closely on it. In fact, I got a note from them say, hey, the bill you suggested we introduce a couple of years ago, we're introducing it. So can you do something on it? So this is an idea that cropped up in my head as I was looking around at what the problem that was causing. And, you know, I think with the balloon surveillance, with the predictions we're going to be at war with them in 2 years, there's absolutely no excuse ever again for anybody to stand up and say, oh, we cannot. We have to remain reliant on China. We have to have our supply chains all reliant on China. That is a recipe for surrender.
No, well, and you know, and folks, so we're you know, just to kind of bring back up, so you have this in your arsenal of arrows to speak with. This was part of the big issue when it came to the response that we were going to make regarding what we know now. We know it's a Wuhan virus. Obviously, right. We also know that Fauci and our NIH were literally working in subversion with the CCP against our own people. And that's treasonous in and of itself. And we know that there's no rule of law under the Biden administration. All that being said, Rick, the reality here is that we have an essential minerals problem.
Mm-hmm.
And until we tell these wacko, greeny climate change policies have to go, they're not designed to save the planet. That's the first wave of individuals, and God bless them, because they think that they're on this great pure mission. But the right. truth of the matter is that there's terrorists standing behind you, and a lot of very wicked money standing behind that, whose only purpose is the globalization of our nation, or of the world.
Well, actually it's the weakening of our capacity to be independent, and that's the major thing. But China has taken advantage of that in terms of rare earth metals, in that they control 90% of the known rare earth metals in the world. And so they go around, they do these deals, and they have done deals with countries around the world using their Silk Road policies, that say, you know, we're going to build you some infrastructure, but we control your metals.
Roads and bridges.
So 90%.
Yeah.
So they control 90% of the rare earth metals. We have plenty here domestically. We just need to mine them, and we need to be able to process them.
Yeah. We have within our continent all of those abilities. And at one time, 29 of the 32, we were the dominant player with 29 of the 32. Now we're down to where I believe there are only two that we have any control over, and we have Correct. Surrendered the others. We'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. Get more from him at getliberty.org. Getliberty.org. Okay, Rick. So John Tester is calling for a hearing. He's a Democrat senator out of Montana, calling for a Senate hearing to, I guess, investigate what happened here and try to figure out how it is that this balloon traveled, from what we understand, right, literally across the entire United States, including Alaska, before it's finally spotted by some rancher out in Montana that's like, hey, what in the world is that doing up there? And then it takes however long it took before we finally address the issue.
Yeah, we didn't get a briefing out of the Pentagon until the balloon was over Missouri. There's a couple of things about this they're either lies or dangerous, and the lies are dangerous too. But number one, we know the flight path of the balloon. The flight path of the balloon went over Alaska, went through essentially our NORAD defense system, right? You know, where we're expecting missiles to come from Russia we've got a ton of effort looking up in that area. We either didn't see it and it wasn't discovered until Montana, or we did see it and a decision was made by the White House to not shoot it down when it was in our waters, our territorial waters, but not over land. Okay, or not shoot it down over land, which is unpopulated. So you have that was a decision. Initially, that we were told that the Biden administration, the White House, made the decision not to shoot down the balloon. At the end, when we finally shot down the balloon, the White House said, oh, we decided to shoot down the balloon. We've had an order in to shoot down the balloon all along, but the Pentagon wouldn't follow the order. Well, if a Pentagon didn't follow the order that was issued to shoot down the balloon, that's court-martialing. That's court-martialing a whole bunch of top brass out of the Pentagon. It's the president's commander-in-chief. But if it's more likely the Biden gave the no-shoot order and then tried to cash it off to the Pentagon afterwards. Then we had the Pentagon say, oh, there's balloons flying everywhere. There are balloons flying over America during the Trump administration. Now they have to admit that, oh, well, but we didn't detect them. Looking back, we were able to find them, but we didn't detect them. So what kind of intelligence agency do we have where we can't detect balloons flying 60,000 feet above our skies? And when we know that balloons are one of the ways an EMP can be delivered quite easily into this country, and apparently we're not paying attention at all to it. So the intelligence community had a catastrophic failure, mm-hmm. or the Biden administration completely laid on his back, put his paws in the air and said, we're not going to do anything about it. And based on the records of the two, it's really difficult to tell which is which. But given the extraordinary ties that the Biden administration has to China, it's highly likely that the that we were looking at a that we're looking at a Biden administration that did a no-shoot order, and that the tales of previous balloons being flown around were essential cover-ups that made it so that
I want to in our final 2 minutes, I want to take this into one other area as well, and that is, we have a general that has essentially issued a high alert order and basically said that he believes that war is potentially imminent, and that's their goal. That the goal of the CCP for all of this is in fact to put us into a war situation. And there is a webinar that you can go if you want to get more information. It's called War Footing, a top U.S. General Orders War Preparations to Deter the CCP. And you can find this at presentdangerchina.org. Presentdangerchina.org. Moderated by Frank Gaffney. Panelists are Lieutenant General William Jerry Boykin, Captain James Fennell, Colonel Robert Manis, Colonel Grant Newsham, Colonel Derek Harvey, and Dr. Bradley Thayer. Final minute. I know there's all this talk that happens about, oh, you know, these bunch of neocons calling for war. China is the one, in my opinion, that is calling for war. And if we don't pay attention to this, we're going to be the losers.
100% correct. It's a, once again, it goes back to the fact that China has been at war, declared war at us, on us about 2005. Yeah. And they have been engaged in unrestricted warfare against us. And this is an escalation. And you can tell it's an escalation by the way the Chinese reacted when the balloon was finally shot down. You know, they called it an aggressive maneuver by us, and, you know, went saber rattling about shooting down a weather balloon. If it was just a weather balloon, they shouldn't have cared. So Bottom line is, we're in trouble, and I would suggest anybody who's interested go to that webinar. It's really important. Gaffney's put together a great team on it.
Rick Manning, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. We'll be back with Adrian Kubicki coming up right after this brief break. We're going to talk Poland, Russia, and the Ukraine.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain.
It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very, very pleased to be able to welcome to the program. He is a diplomat, sociologist, an expert in public relations and communications, former journalist and spokesperson of LOT, right? Polish Airlines?
That's right.
And also the most recently appointed general counsel for Poland stationed in New York.
That's right. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you, Adrian Kubicki. Adrian, so let's start with, and I think what you were just mentioning to me is an important point to be made as it relates to the situation that we're seeing in the Ukraine and why Poland would have an interest and a concern in everything that's happening and what Putin is doing, and certainly a vantage point that most Americans don't have. And you mentioned about the Georgian invasion or threatened Georgian invasion in 2009. So let's talk a little bit about that, and then we'll kind of walk forward from there, Poland's involvement as it relates to the Russian-Ukraine war and the invasion of Ukraine by Russia.
Yes, well, Poland has a very unique perspective. Regionally, obviously, Ukraine is our direct neighbor, so whatever happens there somehow has an impact on the stability of the entire region. So this is one standpoint. Poland and Polish people are very much concerned about the situation and about the developments. It's not very comforting knowing that right at your doorstep, there is a regular war, which might actually kind of go beyond the border, beyond Ukrainian border, and might actually spill to other countries as well, including Poland. And more on the international level, we try to bring up the awareness and raise the awareness among our allies and among other countries, even as distant as United States of America, that even though for now this war is local, Ukrainians are very brave and they're pushing back the Russian invaders. Russia struggles with the invasion. They wanted to take over Ukraine within a couple of weeks from the invasion, but they were not successful. So everything seems local. But we know that the ambitious, this hunger of Russia is greater than just Ukraine. In 2009, Russia attempted the invasion of Georgia. They sent the troops to Georgia, and there was the beginning of something that could have converted into the war between Russia and Georgia. But the international community stand up, and actually Poland was a leading country back then. We had our late president Lech Kaczynski standing in the center of Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia, and his words were exactly that. He pointed out that Russia starts here in Georgia at that time, but it will go to Ukraine, it will go maybe to Baltic countries, and eventually perhaps even Poland. And now we are here 14 years later or 13 years later, the invasion started. We almost marked the anniversary, 1 year anniversary of this invasion. And the Polish president, Polish late president was right. And we were right as Poland that this ambitious of Russia goes beyond Ukraine. So something that seems distant to probably most of Americans, which I understand from the human perspective, it's very distant. America has its own problems, but it's not really very distant. And those who remember Cold War and the situation back then must ask themselves a question, whether there is a do we really allow Russia to bring the global community to that exact point, or maybe even beyond? If we not stop them in Ukraine right now, they might actually bring a lot of struggle to the entire globe, to the entire international community.
Well, it's, you know, I was looking up, so I'm seeing a Newsweek article that is from 4 days ago saying Russia fleet practices ballistic missile strikes against Baltic targets. I mean, they're already, they're apparently prepared to make a move on the Baltics. They don't have control of the Baltics yet. Am I right, Adrian? I apologize for not being read up on that.
Oh, no problem. They don't. The Baltic countries are members of NATO, which means that attacking one of those countries immediately gets involved to all other countries, including the United States of America. And we know that Russia is not capable to actually, they're not even capable to successfully invade or take over Ukraine, not mentioning, obviously, NATO, which is much, much greater than Ukraine itself, but also even than Russia military capabilities. With that being said, they play also the game of threats, different threats, mm-hmm. and some of these exercises, drills that they're running are obviously just to
rattle their saber, so to speak.
Exactly, shake the boat a little bit, also distract maybe the NATO member countries. So we observe it very carefully. We don't see in any feasible future any real risk of being attacked by Russia. But again, it all depends on the developments in Ukraine, and this is why we have to be involved to support Ukrainians militarily. Look, they are willing to fight. They are really a strong fighters, very brave people. They already, no one gave them a chance, but it's already a year, and they are pretty successful with fighting the invaders. Mm-hmm. But they're doing so also because they are receiving very, very well modern and up-to-date equipment, including recent decision of sending them Western tanks. So what is very helpful here, what is very helpful here for Ukraine is that if we continue that support, they'll be able to continue to defend themselves and defend the rest of our countries, Western countries, because again, if Ukraine would have come as an easy target for Russia,
right,
who knows, maybe they would immediately move farther. There are other countries, not even the NATO or European Union members, and then Baltics and then Poland, and who knows what else.
And I was just going to say, I mean, Putin has said for 20 years that his intention is to reclaim the Western European territories that once belonged to the USSR. I'm a Cold War Air Force vet. I was a Russian linguist, actually. So I'm really aware of who Putin is and his KGB background and you know what their ultimate goal. The idea that communism died when the wall fell is a farce. It's a farce. They use that, in my opinion, to suck in American money in order to bring in our dollars. And then about 10 years ago, they began closing the borders and they took all the money that Americans had invested in their country and they captured it.
Well, you're absolutely right. The reality with Russia is that they many times in the history, and actually Poland learned that hard way, even given the past 200 years, two centuries of Poland being invaded by Russia in different forms, Russian right. Empire, Soviet Union, Bolsheviks, and etc. Russia is always making one step back just to make few steps forward right afterwards. And perhaps you're right that giving up on Soviet Union was just a tactic move since they wasn't able to keep it up. Just to be able to bring it back in a new form some years later. And sure. Here we probably see the implementation of that strategy by Mr. Putin, but not only Mr. Putin, because that sentiment to the great Russia, not even Soviet Union, some people say it's the attempt of restoration of the Russian Empire, which was even larger and went broader than right. the Soviet Union. So that sentiment is alive among many people, including some of the Russian elites. So I think also putting that only on the shoulders of Putin is not necessarily reflecting the reality. There are more than just him to share that vision, which is even worse because
sure.
we know that even with bringing down him, Mr. Putin will not end the problem. The problem will persist.
Well, and this, of course, is the reason why this becomes an issue for Poland. Now, there are a couple of other countries that are a part of this concern as well. Sweden, Finland, because we forget about how geographically large Russia is. And all of the areas that it touches, and I think that is critical when we're considering. And then we look at what how involved should NATO be with regards to this situation. And in the midst of that, we've got to also pay attention to the relationship both with Xi and Rossi, and how are they as an axis strategizing, and now we see the Chinese aggression with these balloons and things of that nature. When we come back, I'd like to talk to you about some of those, a little bit of those broader, because as you're looking at and representing Poland, obviously Poland as a member of NATO has an interest in not just being zero laser focused on one issue, but on the global impact on Poland of the move of these three entities. And then Erdogan in Turkey, by the way, over the weekend started making threats too about Western countries that are expressing a real concern about security threats of their consulates. Anyway, I just, as a consul general, I'm just curious of some of your thoughts on a few of these things that as you feel comfortable to speak about them. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with Adrian Kubecki, consul general for Poland in New York. And we'll be back with more of that coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced,
non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, Adrian Kubicki, Consul General, Poland, in New York. And so I was kind of setting the stage just as a broader view to look at, as Putin is making these maneuvers, you know, his reliance to some degree. Rossi and Iran have sent military assistance soldiers over there to help them fight against the Ukrainians. Xi has been kind of warm, cold, kind of in between, but it's obvious that back channel wise, China is in support of what Russia is doing at this point. Those all have to be of some concern to Poland as you guys are stepping into this kind of as the intermediary of NATO and your own interests?
Well, the reality, sad reality of Poland is that we've always been in the middle between the West and the East. Luckily, as for centuries, for ages, actually, Poland was a battlefield for most of the world conflicts. Many of them started actually in Poland. That somehow shifted, and Poland is a member of NATO. Poland is the member of European Union, and being a member of those structures is actually very, very helpful in terms of kind of being safe and secured, and also feeling safe. Polish people, maybe with a little exception of a few weeks when the invasion started, Polish people were very concerned where it goes next. But for now, we don't really feel insecure in terms of the real, like, realistic threat of the invasion of Poland within, you know, days of weeks from now, which is great. And we owe that to being part of those structures. But we also have that understanding that in global politics, sometimes winners might actually become losers. And for Poland, the aftermath of the Second World War was actually a great proof of that. Poland was attacked by Germany. Poland was the first country that was invaded, actually brought to ruins.
Right.
Entire cities were smashed off the surface of the earth. And yet after the war, we were pushed to the wrong side of the Iron Curtain,
yes.
being in hands of Soviets for another over 40 years. Mm-hmm. So in terms of justice and how it plays in terms of all the international dynamics, we know that we have to be very careful. We were discussing Russia's options in terms of where to go with the invasion.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that they decided to go westwards, assuming that the Western civilization, Western countries, the free world has its own internal discussions about the issue, about different issues, and is being distracted maybe. And with invading Ukraine, no one will actually care. Okay. What's going to happen there?
Right.
On the contrary to, for instance, the Central Asian countries that have a very strong, also strong neighbor, which is China.
Mm-hmm.
And to China, this conflict, I think, the overall is very brings many benefits. One of them is that the boat is shaken, and obviously, somehow they consider it weakens the America, it weakens the Europe. Also, because Russia struggles, it doesn't allow Russia to grow too big, to raise to become a real threat to China.
You mentioned like Uzbekistan and so on. That creates that buffer for them between Russia and them, so they don't have to be thinking about, is Putin going to create a conflict at our border? There's a buffer, and Russia, on the same hand, does not send a message to Xi that, oh yeah, we're friends, but because Russia and China have had their conflicts over the years.
Exactly. So
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to clarify for my audience the kind of that, so they get a picture of that.
You're perfectly right, because China eventually becomes also an important support of Russia attempts of going forward with the invasion in Ukraine, and maybe farther. They're not going to do anything with any of the Central Asian countries, which obviously China would oppose to. But because of this going invasion, and Russia is fully 100% involved in that invasion,
uh-huh.
and now Western world is concentrated on helping Ukrainians and shifts all the forces there, that leaves plenty of room for China to, you know, grow with their own ambitions.
Which we're watching,
Again, luckily for the global stability, China has to also deal with their internal issues,
right?
Which we hear about. So that mm-hmm. probably stops China a little bit in terms of their international attempts. But still, this is something that we must watch and observe, especially from the American perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say that China is obviously a bigger concern, even than Russia and Ukraine. But what we try to put here as Poland is that It's all attached to each other. So the dynamics in Ukraine will determine, it will really determine the global set, maybe for another decades or beyond, the aftermath of what's happening there right now. So again, even though it seems to be very local, it is not local. It's right. actually a spot where the global stability is decided.
Well, and we're going to run out of time here in just a couple of minutes. But, you know, when we think about the Ukrainian situation, I mean, I would assume that one of the things, too, that is helpful in Poland's sense of security has been the strength of the Ukrainians to hold the line and fight back. Because if they had just been rolled over in the first couple of weeks, as Putin had anticipated, he would literally be knocking on Poland's door right now.
He would be. And as you remember, when the war started, some of the Western allies, Polish allies, were very hesitant in terms of the amount and the quality of the involvement in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. But Poland was always very vocal that we must send them the equipment, we must send them modern equipment in large quantities, because this is what they need, and they'll be fighting as long as they're going to receiving that support. So luckily we were able to convince our partners to sending the military equipment. You know, probably some of the countries wouldn't even believe that it's possible to send modern Western tanks to Ukraine. But here we go, here we are, almost a year after the invasion, and we're sending them over. So it's a slow process. It's not maybe at the best of its efficiency. But we are able, as Poland and some of our allies, also some of the Baltic countries, some of the other Eastern European countries, we are able to convince the NATO community to actually get engaged. And luckily, we're still kind of ahead of time in terms of ahead of Russians.
Right.
And we are able to successfully equip Ukrainians and train Ukrainians to fight this war, not just for themselves, but for all of us.
Well, and the street credibility that Poland had, too, because the reality is that you guys could say, hey, you know, what's going to impact us is going to impact the rest of the world. And this exactly. is why to, this to is Poland. This is yeah this is why this is an important issue, and the fact of the matter is again if we allow Russia to just roll through the Ukraine, they're going to be knocking on NATO's door. And if you don't think they're going to try to pick off the Baltics, which they already had threatened to do, and now even today are blustering about, and then come after us, you're missing the boat on this. And once they do. You know, there were chain reactions. There was an Iranian response. There was a China response. They were in the wings waiting to enact, I believe, some of their own aggressions, depending on how well the Russian invasion went. And so, thankfully...
Listen, we should take the lesson that the history is teaching us. I don't know if you heard about the history of Poland's partitions. Poland was partitioned, was disappeared actually from the map of Europe for over 120 years. And how Russia did that? They took a piece of land, then waited 10 years, then took another piece of land. And eventually, after the third time, Poland was swallowed entirely, wiped off the map of Europe. And why they did those steps? Because after taking over a piece of land, international community decided, you know, no biggie. Just a piece of land, and that's exactly what happened in 2014 with Crimea. Mm-hmm. That's what they do through the centuries, the same tactics. Right. Looking at the reaction of the international community, if they remain indifferent, then you go.
There's
a permission to move forward. So Amen. Now we have to stop that. Actually,
yes, Adrian Kubicki, we've run out of time, but thank you. Thank you so much.
You.
This has been great information. I really appreciate it, and I know my audience does. Consul General Poland in New York, Adrian Kubicki. We'll be back with more. God bless you, sir. We'll be back with more. Dr. David Wormser joins us on the other side. We're going to talk Middle East right after this brief break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.